我们现在打开雅各书。
Let us turn the book of James.
我们打开雅各书第一章。
The book of James, chapter one.
我们一同来读几节的圣经。
We're going to read a few passages of the Bible.
我们从二十二节读到二十五节。
Reading from verse 22 to 25.
雅各书第一章。
James, chapter one.
我们从二十二节念到二十五节。
Reading from verse number 22 to 25.
就是你们要听到，不要单单，你们要行道。不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道的人，就像人对着镜子，照着自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘记，乃是实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。我们读经到这个地方。
We stop the reading of scripture here.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
亲爱的主，我们再次感谢你，你的圣道再一次的要光照我们的心，也要引导我们路。我们感谢主，你透过你的仆人唐牧师，这多个月来，透过这本书帮助我们。我们把今晚上的时间再一次恭敬交托在主的手里面，求主再一次的使用你的仆人，能够把你的正道清清楚楚的向我们阐明，以致我们来到你面前的时候，我们每一个人都存一颗谦卑受教的心，受教于圣经，受教于圣灵，就使我们能够得到大帮助，并且使我们的生命能够砸到你的正道的上面，并且能够往上结果子。求主祝福晚上的聚会，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
上个礼拜我们在这里提到关于听道以及行道之间有什么关系。
Last week we mentioned here what's the relationship of listening to the gospel and also to practice the word.
一个人听见上帝的话以后，
A one after they heard the word of God,
他应当去思想，
that he must think.
因为听了道以后就应当思想神的话的意义。
Because after you heard the word of God, you must meditate on the meaning of the word of God.
这源自上帝创造我们的思想，创造我们的理性，一个非常重要的功用。
And that's a very important function whereby God has created our thinking faculty.
当一个人在思想上帝话语的时候，
When a person is pondering on the word of God,
圣灵就在他的心中做工。
It is then the Holy Spirit start to work in his heart.
耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来了，要叫你们想起我对你们所讲过的话。
Jesus says when the Spirit of truth comes, he will cause you to recollect what has spoken to you.
将神借着启示的真理来光照神创造的理性。
Then through the revealed word, what was illuminated, the created thinking faculty.
又借着真理的圣灵启示真理以后，又光照被造的理性。
And also through the spirit of truth, he wants to reveal and enlighten the created faculty.
所以讲圣灵就在启示真理跟引导理性的工作上，它有一个前后一致的工作的效用。
So then we see the Holy Spirit, not only he reveal, he also guide and enlighten the thinking faculty, and there's a bridge and link there.
那当我们思想上帝的话语的时候，
So when we ponder on the word of God,
我们盼望达到的是什么呢？
What that we desire to have,
我们能明白上帝的话语，
that we can understand the word of God.
所以一个反复思想上帝话语，
The one who think and think through the word of God,
这个人是有福气的。
He is so much blessed.
诗篇说你要昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
Some say that day and night when they meditate upon the laws of God.
一个昼夜思想上帝律法的人便为有福。
Blessed is the one who day and night ponder upon the word of God.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水的旁边。
He will be like a plant planted beside a stream.
所以他没有缺乏，继续不断得到营养的供应。
So he will not be in want of anything because he continually will be nourished.
这样他的叶子会常常发成青色的果效。
And then the branches will produce green leaves.
他会继续不断，时时按时候结果。
And he will continue to bear fruit timely.
你曾经看见一个人思想上帝的话 而他的生活没有改变的吗？
Have you ever seen a person day and night he ponder upon the word of God and yet his life is never changed?
你看见那个真正思想上帝的话，他对别人没有造诣的吗？
Have you ever seen someone who truly ponder upon the word of God and yet he has no building up function to others?
然后我们听到我们思想主的道，我们明白主的道以后。
And after we listen and we ponder and we understand the word of God,
这就成了我们对上帝的信仰。
It then becomes our faith to God.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because to believe comes from to listen.
所以从听道到明白道到信道，这个关系是一个主动的关联。
So from hearing, from believing, and from understanding, it becomes a link.
然后我们已经信了主的话的时候，真正的信仰就产生了行为。
And after we truly believe in the word of God, it produces conduct and good work.
因为有信心，没有行为是死的。
Because a faith without work is dead.
这样，生命的道就改变生命，生命的道就产生了生命的生活。
So that the word of life changes life and produces also this living that is based on this word.
这样，道在我们的生命中间是一个活的供应。
So then this word becomes a living fountain in our life.
道在我们的生命中间也是一个活的效用。
And the word also becomes a living function.
道在我们的生命中间也是一个活的应用。
And also a living application.
道也使我们有一个活的行为。
And the word also become a living conduct in our life.
因为上帝的道是生命的道。
Because the word of God is a word of life.
所以上帝的道使人得着生命。
And it allows us to gain life.
上帝的道使我们的生命产生新的生活。
So that our life produces new living.
这样一个有神的道的人，
So that a one with the word of God.
他就从听产生信，从信产生行。
It is from listening that he produces faith, and from faith he produces action.
这样一个行在上帝道中的人，
A one who do the word of God,
他一定荣耀上帝。
He will be glorifying God,
他一定造就别人。
He will build up others,
他一定使许多人从他的身上看见上帝的计划。
He will cause others upon him will see the plan of God.
这是何等美好的一个人生。
Such a beautiful life it is.
那今天我想继续与大家思想管理对道的回应的问题。
So today continually want to meditate upon how that we respond to the word of God.
人与动物一个很大的不同。
A man, he has a great difference compared to animals.
这亚里士多德没有看出来。
That's something Aristotle had never seen.
是孟子没有看出来。
Mencius has never seen.
人与动物不同的地方，人对神会反应。
That the difference between man and animals is that man can reply and respond to the word of God.
所以这个不是单单理性的功用。
This is not something with a function only of rationality.
这个不是单单德性的功用。
Or only function of morality.
这是为一个记忆之间的那个彼此之间的效果。
But rather it's the interpersonal result.
为一个记忆之间的关系是二十世纪才很多人开始注意到的。
The interpersonal relationship is something that only the 20th century people begin to emphasize.
在十九世纪中叶的时候
，at the mid of the 19th century，
他们的哲学家 Søren Abbe Kierkegaard，
Søren Abbe Kierkegaard of Denmark，
他就提到对神的认识绝对不是思想的功用而已。
He said that to know God is not just a function of the mind.
在他以前差不多一百年，这灵修学派的人就提到了宗教思想不过是宗教功用的一部分。
About 100 years ago, people only mentioned the work of the religion is only but part of the function of religion.
但是齐克国把这个宗教功用更深一层提到的关于生命与生命之间的关系的层次。
Kierkegaard brings in the more deeper understanding of this, the religion of life, because he's talking about responding within interpersonal.
所以他对那些企图用各样的理论、各样的论证来证明上帝存在，他嗤之以鼻。
To those who want to have the argument to prove the existence of God, he mocked them.
什么叫做证明上帝的存在？
What is to prove the existence of God?
上帝的存在，你证明做什么？
Then why is that you are caused to prove the existence of God?
你的太太坐在你旁边，你会不会拿一个本书来，一个字一个写，要证明它存在呢？
When your wife seated beside you, would you want to put it down in word, want to prove the existence of your wife?
当你想证明它存在的时候，
When you want to prove his existence,
其实就是你先怀疑它存在。
Actually, is it because you doubt his existence?
如果你真的相信他存在，
because you truly believe that he exists,
你不需要用理论，不需要用言语，你不需要用论证来 证明他存在。
You do not have to prove him with arguments.
所以呢，提格国用最简单的话表达了这个意思。
So Kierkegaard used the most simplistic language expression.
他说：“上帝明明在这里，你不跟他谈话，你还想证明他存在，这是何等大的错误。”
He said, "God is truly here, and you do not talk to him, and that will prove his existence. That's a great mistake."
当你与他谈话的时候
，When you have dialogue with him，
这个不是在讨论的。他存在不存在的范围里
He is in the realm of discussing whether he exists or not.
这是你的生命与他的生命之间交流的一个切身的经验
But that is the fellowship of your life and his life, and that is a real personal experience.
这是魏格与魏格之间的会通，魏格与魏格中间的记忆
It is the encounter, the communication of person and person.
所以这件事情呢
And upon this,
就使这个神学界产生一个很大的一个不同的改变。
It produces a great change in theology.
许多没有学问的人
，many of those who are ignorant，
他们不懂什么叫做逻辑
，they don't know about what's logic，
他们不懂什么叫做辩证
，and what is this thesis？
他们没有学习到什么叫做论证，那这个用各样的证据来讨论存在的问题
，or dialectics or argumentation to prove the existence of God。
但是他们实际的生活里面
，but in their true practical life，
他们真正与神有很亲密的交流
，they have very intimate relationship with God。
那真正印证了神的应许都可以兑现
，and that only but to confirm that what God has promised will all be realized。
他们昼夜把他们心里的话对上帝说出来
，and day and night they pour out their heart to God。
他们就亲自经历了神。针对他们的引导
，also personally the experience the guidance of God upon them。
对这些人证据是没有用的。
Do all this be a proof has no use？
因为这是事实。
Because they are facts。
这是经历。
That are experiences。
所以这些人不能构成学术界怎样的程度
？And these people cannot occupy a position in academic world。
那么他已经达到了学术界。绝对没有办法勾到他们的关系。
But then they will reach that place whereby the academic world cannot reach.
这个在哲学上是一个革命性的一个开端。
So in philosophy, that's a revolutionary kind of beginning.
所以过了差不多三四十年以后
，So after 30 or 40 years,
一个犹太希伯来大学的教授受了他很深很深的影响。
A Jewish professor who has been so much influenced by him.
这个人就写了一本书叫做《我与你》
，And he has written a book called I Thou.
这本书是神就历史。里面最薄，但是影响最大的几本书之一。
In theological world is the most thin book, but yet it influenced so much in the theological world.
他说一个把上帝当个理论来讨论的人。
He's a person who discusses God as a theory.
在他们心目中，上帝不过是一些思想的一些题目。
In his heart, God only but some postulation of these theories.
啊，这个很像齐格国的思想。
This quite like Kierkegaard's thinking.
齐格国说，上帝绝对不是一种讨论的题目。
You see, God is not a topic of discussion.
上帝是我们敬拜的对象。
My God is the object of our worship.
照着 Martin Buber 怎么讲呢
？And Martin Buber, what did he say?
如果你把上帝当作一个讨论的东西
，If you deem God as a subject of discussion,
那么上帝变成一个。这个很课题，一个根本是没有重要的课题，是你讨论的题目而已。
God only become only a very insignificant topic, a topic whereby you discuss only.
所以这个上帝可能有生命，可能没有生命。
So this God may have life, or he may not have life.
这个上帝在你的生命中间是一个托。
This God to you only is a it.
好像一只狗是一个托。
Or like a dog is a it.
好像一个桌子是一个托。
Like a table also it.
我买了托。带它回家。
I bought it, I brought it home.
我用它，我把它丢掉。
And I use it, I throw it away.
如果上帝是你讨论的题目
，If God is only about a topic for your discussion，
上帝不过是个课题，是个托。
God is only about an object, is an it。
但是如果你讨论你的爱人的时候
，But if you were to discuss about your lover，
你讨论你的朋友的时候
，And discussing about your friend，
你不是讨论托，是讨论他。
You are not discussing about it。But thou,
他是个有感觉的人。
It, he or she is with feelings.
他是个存在的位格。
But he is an existing person.
他是个有思想的个体。
And also with a thinking entity.
他是个生命。
He is alive.
你不能说 I'm talking about my girlfriend. It is very interesting.
你不能说我在讨论我的女朋友，陀是非常有兴趣的。
你的女朋友绝对不是个陀，是个她。
Your girlfriend surely is not it, but is she.
你讲到她的时候，你感受不一样。
When I talk about she, your feeling is so different.
我喜欢她，你的心就很不一样。
I like her, your heart's different.
你讲她那一天到我家，你就很多的回忆出来。
And on that day, she came to my house, a lot of the good memories now.
所以陀是一个死的东西。
So it is a dead thing.
她是个活的对象。
But she.He is a living being.
当你把上帝讨论成一个他的时候
，When you discuss God as if he's the Tao, then now
里面有生命与生命之间的关系。
Then there's a relationship of life and life.
哦，这个关系是很特别的。
And that relationship is very special.
所以你就进到另外一个层次。
So you enter into another sphere.
但是如果上帝是一个他，跟别人也是个他，又有什么分别
？But if God is a Tao and also they are a Tao, what's the difference now?
所以这个层次是不一样的。
But it's a totally different level.
当你与上帝的关系亲密到一个地步。
When the relationship with God is so intimate,
你不把它当作这个他
you will not deem it just as he,
你把它当作这个你
but as thou,
主啊你
Lord, thou,
你
thou,
我的主
you are my God,
我的好处不在你以外
all my goods are in you,
你是我的牧者
you are my shepherd,
你与我同在
and thou are with me,
主啊求你帮助我
Lord, you help me.
所以这就变成 I and thou relationship.
So that becomes I and thou relationship.
所以从启格国影响了 Martin Buber.
So Kierkegaard influenced Martin Buber.
Martin Buber 影响了这一个 Karl Barth.
And Martin Buber influenced Karl Barth.
Martin Buber 又在影响了 Emil Brunner.
And he also influenced Emil Brunner.
所以 Emil Brunner 就提到了这个 encounter 的问题。
And Emil Brunner brought about the topic of encounter.
当我们的神个别交往的时候
，So when we have the personal encounter with God，
当我们的位格跟他的位格记忆在一起的时候
，When our person and his person encounter，
这个 encountering event，
that encounter incident，
encountering moment。
And that encountering moment
就变成我们存在里面很重要的 kairos
becomes a very important kairos in our existence.
所以这个又成了一个存在主义的了解的一个开端。
And that becomes also a beginning of the understanding of existence.
所以不是论证的问题。
It's not something of argument.
不是课题的研究。
Not something of a topic and subject.
生命的记忆。
By encountering of a life,
乃是那个存在的觉悟
，and also the realization, understanding of God's existence,
不是讨论存在
，not also you this kind of existence.
存在先掌握了我们的生命
，but it is existence that prevails our life.
这样人与神的关系
，so man's relationship with God then
就变成一个非常宝贵的时刻
，becomes a very precious moment.
非常直接的经历
，or very direct encounter,
非常宝贵。的人生的一部分
become a very precious part of life.
那期待的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters，
这样神对我们讲话的时候
，then when God speak to us，
就变道对我们的理之间的灌输。
It is then the word that inspire our mind.
启示者对被启示者的眷爱。
The revealer now has love to us, the one to be revealed.
那我们与神之间这种的交通
，so then our fellowship with God in this manner，
就我不是使我们讨论，而是我们活。在其中了。
It doesn't cause us to discuss only, but to live in Him.
当然，这里面有可能产生的副作用是很大。
But it can produce a great side effect.
因为这种的副作用就使人救到，或者使人误以为他像使徒一样。可以直接领受启示。
The side effects people may misunderstand as if an apostle they can receive direct revelation from God.
当然，卡巴的思想是什么呢
？What is the thinking of Kaaba?
就是当你读圣经的时候
，When you read the Bible，
神对你讲话的那一节就变成了上帝的道。
That verse whereby God speak to you, it becomes the word of God.
那么，如果神在那另外一节没有对你讲话的怎么样
？If another word God do not speak to you，
所以卡巴所讲的上帝的道。乃是真正与你发生个别记忆效效用的那个时候才变成上帝的道
So Kaaba will say that only that particular words that has influence in you and turn down into the revelation of God
所以这种思想不能把全本圣经直接讲就是上帝的话语
So he cannot say the whole Bible is the word of God
乃是当那些话对你讲话的时候神与你记忆的时候对你来说那句话就变成上帝
It is only the particular words whereby through which God speaks to you that verse only turned to the revelation of God
当然这 危险是很大的。
And that's a great danger indeed.
所以我在三立神学院教书的时候
，So when I was teaching in Trinity Theological College，
我曾经提到这样的话
，I mentioned about this。
有哪一卷的圣经是不可能变成神对我说话的一句
？Is there any verse whereby there's no possibility for it to turn to the statement whereby God speaks to me？
没有一个人可以指出有哪一节不可能成为神对你说话的道。
No one cannot point to any single verse whereby it cannot turn to be the word of God, whereby through which God speaks to you.
这本圣经之外的任何一本书
，and any other book beside the Bible.
没有一个人可以说在别的书里面有一些话是上帝变成这些对你讲的道。
No one can say that verse from that book turned to be the revelation of God to you.
所以逻辑的总归呢
？So then the logic is
只有。
Only this book.
啊，这本书的每一句话
，and every single statement of
this book, 都可能成为神直接对你讲的话。
It can be also the statement whereby God speaks to you.
所以总结论，只有这一本书是上帝的道。
So the conclusion is that only this book is the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
上帝对人讲话
，when God speaks to us,
人能回应
，that man can respond.
这就是人造被造神特别给我们的特权。
And that is a privilege that God has given to us as a creature.
人是唯一能回应的。
Man is the only creature whereby he can respond to God.
这种回应的功用
，and this function of responding
是非常尊贵的。
It is very dignified.
非常独特的。
Very unique.
也是非常有价值的。
And also very valuable.
你曾经看见一只猫，看见前面镜子里面也有猫，它倒去跑到那边去跟那只猫做朋友吗？
Have you ever seen this cat through the mirror? He sees an image. He wants to befriend that cat.
当他越来越靠近镜子的时候
，When he becomes closer,
他是不是发现另外一只猫呢
？Would he to discover that cat?
他会对他讲话吗
？Would he speak to that cat?
当他向左动一动的时候，发现那边的猫也向左动一动。
When he moves to the left, that cat also moves to the left.
那么他很注意讲，哎，这个猫怎么什么都学我的样子呢
？Then probably he pays attention. Why is that he imitate me?
而且他的动作跟我的动作会同时发生。
And the action and my action happened instantaneously.
他就开始来个猫的研究。
And he starts to study about cats.
有没有这样的事情呢
？Would that thing happen?
没有这样的事情。
No.
所有的猫一到镜子面前，看见里面有一只猫，它就嗅嗅，没有猫味道，它就跑掉了。
So when a cat sees another cat in the mirror, it smells and there's no cat smell, he'll run away.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为它没有反应。
Because there's no response.
它有没有个 response 的功能在
？And he doesn't have a function of responding.
你会不会看见一只狗跑到镜子的面前
？Would you see a dog also coming to the mirror?
然后看来看去，皱皱眉头。
And look at here and there and then frown.
怎么有这样像我的东西
？How come there's some being so like me?
所以他就想不通，那一天就不爱吃饭。
And he cannot understand, and on that day he refused to eat.
开始分析那一只在这个镜子里面的狗到底是谁
？Try to analyze that dog in the mirror. What is he?
想了以后，明天再去找找他。
And the next day he'll come and see him again.
再跟他谈谈话
，and talk to it again。
我告诉你，这种反应的功能
，this kind of functional responding，
如果发生在猴子等等这些比较聪明一点的动物身上
，if it happened to this monkey, those probably a bit intelligent。
这个反应是一种本能性的形象反应
，this only by the response of the instinct of the image。
绝对不是生命里面的功能，把自己当作主体，把对方当作客体之间的这个生命的交流。
Absolutely, it's not a function of a life whereby he took himself as a subject, the other one as an object, and they have the fellowship in life.
这绝对没有产生过。
Absolutely, this won't happen.
这种可能性只有人会产生出来。
It is only man that can produce this kind of possibilities.
你的人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because man is created after the image and likeness of God.
人不是神，神不是人。
And man is not God, God is not man.
神是创造的生命，人是被造的生命。
God is the creator and man is the created life.
神是形象的原体，人是形象的影子。
And God is the substance of the image and man is the shadow of the image.
上帝的形象的本体的影子在我生命里面的时候
，So the subjectivity of the image of God in us then，
我们就有个像上帝的责任。
We have a responsibility to be like God，
因为我们里面已经有像上帝的可能。
Because in us there's a possibility and potential for us to be like God，
我原是照着上帝的形象样式被造的。
Because I'm created after the image and likeness of God，
所以我们到上帝的面前
，So when we come before God，
只有神有真正的有 意义的语言功能。
It is only with God that is a true function of the meaning of language.
只有人有那个对意义与永恒关系的这个潜在能在我们。
And only man has that potentiality of understanding the meaning and the eternalness of the language.
所以神讲话的时候
，So when God speaks，
只有人听得见。
Only man can listen，
只有人能明白。
Only man can understand，
因为人的语言功能是照着道与人之间关系。的这个可能性被建造起来
because the function of language in us is because of the creation after that word
像上帝说他乐意把自己启示给人
so when the Bible says God is willing to reveal himself to us
所以上帝把道向人显明出来
and God with his own word he revealed to us
那么人的这个反应功能
and man's function of responding
最高点就是对神的道的反应
when it comes to the climax is that we respond to the word of God
当人尊重你的时候
，When men respect you，
你对他很喜欢
；You like him。
当人辱骂你的时候
，When people insult you，
你对他很生气
；You get angry with him。
当受过你帮助的人从来不睬你的时候
，When he whom you help he never care about you，
你从来感到他是很无情的人
；You find that he is someone who do not repay well。
你所花了很多的心血，盼望较好的孩子。
You have spent a lot of effort to bring up your own children，
完全不能达到你计划中间的要求。
But yet they cannot fulfill the demand of yours in the plan。
你对他很失望。
Then you are disappointed。
我们对国家、对社会、对人都寄予盼望。
To the nation, to the society, to people, we have some expectation。
我们对所有与我们有关系的那些城市的人都，我们有回应的可能。
To those who are related to us, there's a possibility for us to respond.
但是你知道吗？你所有的回应都不是最重要。
But do you know that all your responses are not important?
你一生中间最重要的就是你怎样回应上帝。
For your whole life, how that you respond to God?
你对你的创造者怎样回应
？To your Creator, how that you respond?
你的救赎主，你怎样回应
？To your Redeemer, how that you respond?
对那启示者，你怎样回应
？To the Revealer, how that you respond?
以赛亚书第六十五章告诉我们
，Isaiah chapter 65 says，
从来没有寻找我的人，现在寻找我。
No one who has ever sought after me, now seeking after me.
从来没有求告我的人，现在求告。
He who has not prayed to me, now pray to me.
上帝说，我终日伸出手来招呼我的百姓。
God said, day and night I have stretched out my hand to call my own people.
他们不回应我。
But they never respond to me.
耶稣基督说：“耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。”
Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem."
我多次聚集你们，如同母鸡聚集她的小鸡，只是你们不愿意。
The many times I want to gather you like a mother hen gathering the chicks, but yet you are unwilling.
这都是提到神对人错误的回应。不满足的一个表示。
This is mentioned about expression of God's unsatisfaction of man not responding to the calling of God.
人对神没有回应。
Man do not respond to God.
人不对神有正确的回应。
That man do not have a right to respond to God.
这个以后吃亏的是谁呢
？Then who then will fall short of?
吃亏的不是神，是人的本身。
It is not God but you.
因为只有当人对上帝有正确回应的时候，他的前面的道路人格的建立。才是健全的。
It is only when man has a right response to God, then the building of his personality and his future will be right.
你对上帝这边的回应，就决定你以后的生活变成哪一种人。
How they respond to the word of God will determine what kind of person you become in the future.
Man is what he reacts before God.
人就是怎样在神面前来回应成为人。
你对神的回应。
To respond to God,
就决定了你今后的日子人格的塑造。
Will determine how your personality is being formed in the future.
你对神的回应
，and your response to God,
就决定了今生以及永生中间你的命运怎么样。
That it will determine the destiny in today and also in eternity.
所以我们应当很谨慎，我们怎样活在上帝的面前。
So then we must be very careful how that we live before God.
我们要很谨慎，我们对上帝讲话的时候。用怎样的态度做怎样的决定
？Also, be very careful how before God you talk to him, what kind of attitude that he adopt.
很多的青年人把这个事当作平常。
Many of a young person they treat it as common.
所以他们就过一个非常糊涂的生活。
So they lead a very loose life.
同样一句话
，and the same statement.
有人注意听
，some pay attention.
听明白了
，and they understand.
有正确的回应
，and a right response.
他一生就非常顺利，蒙上帝赐。
And for his whole life will be blessed by God.
有的人同样听一句话
，but with the same statement, somebody heard.
他把它当作没有重要，大 当作没有价值。
He would deem it insignificant, without value.
他说他我行我素，从来不肯更改。
Then he would do what he wants, never want to change.
他以后的日子就一塌糊涂，终身失败。
Then for his own future, he would at a loss.
这是很可怜，很可怜。
This is something pitiful.
今天的许多人以为我要这样就这样。
Today, if someone feels that I want to do this and do that,
我不要那样就不要那样。
I don't want to do that, I don't want to do that.
别人可以干涉我，连上帝也不可以干涉。
No one can interfere me, not even God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
当神还给你有忠言逆耳的可能性的时候
，When God still gives you this possibility of listening to the word that's against you,
那表示上帝还爱你。
Which means God still loves you.
上帝还给你机会。
God still gives you the chances.
所以上帝干。意你的生活
，so God interfere in the life，
上帝干涉你的意志
，and God interfere in the will，
上帝有时切断你的计划
，sometimes God severe your plan，
因为他有更好的要为你预备
，because He has a better plan for you，
因为他的计划、他的道路、他的意念高过我们的一切
，because His plan, His word, His mind is much higher than ours。
当以色列人有四百年没有先知的时候
，when the Israel in the period of silence without the prophets speaking to them，
人要回应也没有办法
，man wants to respond, nothing to respond to。
神不讲话
，because God at that time kept silent。
当神不讲话的时候
，when God kept silent，
你得从过去的历史的踪迹里面。找到一些神讲过的话
So from the traces in the past history you find something God has spoken
因为里面的总原则是过去现在这个永远没有改变
Because the principle with God is that in the past, today and the future it will never change
但是当上帝开始再讲话的时候
But when God starts to speak again
那就历史上一个重要的时机
Then there is an important kairos in history
所以以色列人等了四百年以后
So the Israel after waiting 400 years
然后施洗约翰出现了
Then John the Baptist appeared
当施洗约翰出现的时候
When John the Baptist appeared
他说天国近了你们应当悔改。
He said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. You must repent."
这个人吃的是野蜜。
What is eaten is a wild honey.
蝗虫。
And also this grasshoppers.
他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
And what they put is a camel fur coat.
我都不相信那是有一些店专门卖骆驼毛的。
Now, I don't believe at that time that we've shoved the sell the camel fur.
所以他哪里去找裁缝替他做这件衣服呢
？So where did he find a tailor to make this shirt for him?
我相信他就在旷野等骆驼死了，在那边剥皮自己穿上去。
I believe that he must have waited in the desert and waited for the camel to die and then skin it and then put it on him.
他哪里去拿钱去买野蜜呢
？Where would he have money to buy the honey or the wow?
相信他在野地里面看见蜂蜜的窝，他把里面的蜜拿来吃。
I believe that in the wilderness he finds this a beef hide and then he take it and eat.
这个人真的不知人间烟火。
So he doesn't eat what people cook.
这个人真的不知欠什么人的债。
And he never owe anything to anybody.
他活在神面前靠着神而活。
He lived before God and also relying on God and he lives.
当上帝的话临到他身上。
When the word of God comes to him,
他不需要咨询人问人可以不可以这样讲。会不会得罪人？我这样讲了，有没有人会生气
？He doesn't have to consult man whether I should do this or not.
因为他是直接向神忠诚回应的人。
Because directly he is faithfully responding to God.
所以他就把上帝的话传出来了。
So he preached the word of God.
当他把上帝的话传出来的时候
，After he preached the word of God,
以色列人发现时机到了。
The Israel discovered the moment is now at hand.
List 里面重要的时辰已经到了。
That the important kairos of the history is now here.
所以他们就远离他们的家乡。从各家各乡各城各村这样远途跋涉几百公里来听他讲
So they leave their home their villages their town and for 100 miles they come to listen to him
因为这样的话去哪里听
Because where can you find this kind of word
虽然这辈带着新的盼望
Even though he rebuilt but yet in it there's hope
虽然严厉给我们心里有真正感受到神的同在
Even though it's very stern but yet in your heart you find that God is truly present in them
所以千万的人听了就悔改听了就悔改他们马上对上帝的话有正确的回应
Thousands of people heard and immediately repented and responded to the word of God
除了一个人以外
Only one person
这个人是谁呢
Who is he
是叙利亚王
That is King Herod.
因为他看看他嫂嫂很漂亮。
Because he see that his sister-in-law is beautiful.
他看他自己的权柄比他的哥哥还更大。
And that is he's more powerful than his brother.
所以他想我动用武力把我的嫂嫂把他硬硬把他抢过来，使我的哥哥没有太太不要紧， 只要我心里的意念，那道成功。
I say I can with force take away the wife of my brother。
君王做错事，谁敢搅和
？So when the king has done something wrong, who then will speak to him？
君王下面的多少的大臣穿的是贵族的衣服，里面不是是不尊贵的奴才的心。
Because many of these officers under him, they put a good coat, but that they are not faithful to him.
所以他们说，对对对，你做的对，很漂亮，把他娶过来，因为你是大王，你应该随心所欲做事。
They only but only to obey to him, to follow his what his what he wishes, and say that what to do is right.
百姓更没有人讲话了。
And even the people cannot speak anything.
做王是很孤单的。
So then to be king is very lonely.
因为做王者很少人对你讲实话。
Because when you are king, few people will talk to you two things.
神兴起施洗约翰。
So God then raised John the Baptist.
对他说：“叙利王啊，你有灾祸了。
”So King Herod will be upon you.
因为你抢夺了你兄弟的妻子。
Because you have taken your brother's wife by force.
你做了犯罪的事情。
And you have done something wrong.
你是得罪神、得罪人的。
You have sinned against God and man.
上帝的咒诅、刑罚与灾祸要临到。
And God's curse and woe and punishment will be upon you.
听好话、听惯的王。
So the king who have always listened to good words now.
受不了有一个在旷野里面的百姓对他这样无理的指责。
But he cannot just bear one who is from the wilderness, the common people now want to rebuke him.
所以他的反应是什么呢？
So what was his response?
把敢批评我的人抓起来放在监牢里面。
So he who dared to criticize him put in the prison.
回应。
Respond.
千万的人正确的回应。
There are thousands of people who respond correctly.
有一个人变态的回应。
But only one who abnormally.
千万的人顺从真理的回应。
Many people obey to him.
有一个人逼迫真理战士的回应。
A one who was persecuted by the truth and has responded.
同样回应。
The same response.
但我告诉你，人对神的话语的回应。
Man's response to the word of God, I tell you.
从来没有办法使神受到任何的亏损。
You can never actually harm God.
是显明你的智慧。或者你的愚昧
only but to show that whether it is your wisdom or your stupidity
是制造你自己以后更荣耀或者更羞辱
only but to put yourself more glorified or more shame
是说成你的更尊贵的人格或者更卑贱的人格
only but to form your noble personality or otherwise
希律王正在为自己制造羞辱
so King Herod only by creating insult to himself
希律王正在暴露自己的卑贱
And to expose his own meanness.
希律王正显明自己的无耻。
And to express his unshamefulness.
所以结果他把希律王关在监牢里。
So when he imprisoned John the Baptist,
他开始过了一个非常征战性矛盾的心灵的生活。
He led a life whereby his heart is at war.
因为心灵的深处告诉他，约翰讲的每句话都是对的。
Because deep in his heart, he knew that each and every statement come from the mouth of John the Baptist is right.
代表他的地位跟他的面皮告诉他
，By his position and his face, tell him，
这个人使你在百姓面前没有尊严。
This man caused you to have no face before your own people。
所以他一面从内心深处爱听传的道。
So deep in his heart, he desired to listen to the word of John the Baptist。
另外一面从社会身份，他恨死这个勇敢对他讲话的。
But from society position, he hates this person who speaks truth to him。
所以圣经讲一句话。
And then the Bible says。
施洗约翰在监牢的时候
John the Baptist when he was in prison
希律王常常请他出来讲道给他听讲完了再把他关进去
Herod many times invited him to give him the speech and then put it back again
就像我们今天听到的情形
Like us today listen to the word of God
我们听到是这很对的
We listen and say this right
感谢主对我讲这些
Praise God he speak to me in this manner
这是我很需要的
This is what I need
听到完了以后
After that
我如果照样进行我就吃亏了
If I were to do in such manner I'll be hungry
一方面让耶稣坐在宝座上讲话
So on one hand you want Jesus to be on the throne to speak to you
想来想去我如果照他的话行我吃亏再把他关进监牢
And then you think if I go according to what he has said to me
下个礼拜就让耶稣再到宝座上讲话
Next time he'll come to speak to me on the throne again
主耶稣啊你讲的太困难把他放在监牢
Jesus what you say is difficult and put him in the prison again
今天晚上
Tonight
你整篇道理忘记
If you forget the whole message
我不管
I don't care
我只求你记得一件事
But only one thing I want to pay attention
你对上帝的真理怎样回应
To the truth of God, how did you respond?
有一次我到 Manila 讲道
There was one of the preaching Manila.
我一个亲戚来听道
And one of my relatives came and listened to me.
那个时候我30多岁，他60多岁
I was 30 plus, he was 60 plus.
后来他对我说
Later on, he told me,
崇勇啊，你以后不必来了。
And Stephen Tong, in the future, you don't have to come.
我想岂有此理，我来不来还要你决定。
I said, how would you determine whether I come or not?
你什么权柄叫我来？什么权柄叫我不必来？
What authority you have to decide whether I come or don't come?
不，他老人家问年轻人，谁对他礼貌一点就是了。
I call him, he's an old man, I'm gonna respect him.
我问他为什么我不必来？
I asked him, why is that I shouldn't come?
你讲的道都是行不出来的事情啊。
Because what is spoken is something we cannot practice.
你们这些所谓好的传道，专讲人做不到的事。
You know, you as good preacher, you preach things that people cannot do.
既然做不到，你不必讲嘛。
Now you cannot do it, rather than speak it.
反正你讲了，人也做不到嘛。
Because if you speak it, nobody can do it.
所以做不到，你不必讲，最好就节省钱，不必来。
So if you cannot do it, and then you don't speak it, the best is save money, you don't have to come.
我心里就是主耶稣啊，赦免他，因为他所讲的他不知道。
And I say Jesus forgive him because what he say he doesn't know.
我再来。
I come again.
我再来。
I come again.
我再来。
I come again.
到达年老七十多岁的时候。
So when he was coming to 70 plus.
在死以前两个钟头。
And 2 hours before he died.
他就接受耶稣了。
He accepted Christ.
他相信。
He believed Jesus.
他就离开世界。
And he left the world.
所以在上帝的面前的。
So before God.
这一个人对神的回应的总价值就是120分钟。
The total value of this person's response to God is worth only 120 minutes.
他一生自由自在乱回应。
For the whole life, he responds in his own way.
像一匹野马一样。
Like a wild horse.
这个人到了60岁的时候，对他太太说：“你老了，我很想娶小老婆，可以不可以？”
When he comes to 60, he said, "You're old. I want to have a second wife. Can I do that?"
他太太莫名其妙，差不多昏倒了。
And the wife nearly fainted.
因为这已经第二个太太了。
Because this is she's the second wife.
他一个大的太太死了，他娶了一个很年轻，差25岁。
And the old wife, the wife passed away. He married another one who's younger, much younger.
那么现在他六七十岁的时候。
Now he's 60 or 70 now.
他说了，你老了，其实他自己更老。
He said she's old, but yes, she's older.
我要娶个更年轻的。
See, I want to better.
所以太太莫名其妙，她不是莫名其妙，她莫名奇怪。
So the wife couldn't understand.
她是不是 understand? 她 even not stand under.
And he is not understandable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
后来她对我说什么呢？
So later he told me.
其实一个人不论他年纪多大。
A person, no matter how old he is,
只要他还能开车，就证明他的健康很好。
When he can still drive, it proves that he has good health.
我说什么意思？
I said, what do you mean?
开车你眼睛要好啊。
You said to drive, it has good eyesight.
开车你耳朵要听见别人的名声啊。
Good listening.
开车你的脚要会动啊。
And also your leg can move.
开车你手要会动啊。
Your hand can move.
开车你方向还认得出来。
And you know directions.
这就是表示你健康。
Which means you're still healthy.
我以为他在讲身体健康的问题。
I was thinking he talked about physical health.
其实他在证明他还可以再娶另外一个老婆。
He was trying to prove that he can marry another wife.
怪不得这样的人对说你不必来了，因为你所讲的到人做不来的。
No wonder this kind of person he said don't have to come again because when you speak nobody can do it.
很多人对上帝的话的反应就是这样。
Today a lot of people respond to the word of God in such manner.
当别人没有机会听见上帝的话。
When people do not have a chance to listen to the word of God.
当他们有机会一听就非常尊重的时候。
But when they have a chance to listen, they listen carefully.
有一些基督徒天天可以听上帝的话，每个礼拜听上帝的话，却把上帝的话践踏、糟蹋，把上帝的话当作开玩笑。
But yet they're Christian. Every week they have the chance to listen to the word of God. They stand on the word of God.
今天晚上你要问你自己一件事情。
So tonight you want to ask yourself one thing.
我对神的话，我的回应是怎样
？To the word of God, what is my response?
我的回应是严肃的吗
？Is it a very serious one?
我的回应是认真的吗
？Is it a very solemn one?
我的回应是正确的吗
？Is it a very correct one?
我的回应是谦卑尊敬上帝的回应
？Is it a very humble one with the fear of God?
当上帝还愿意施恩给你的时候
，When God wants to give grace to you,
又是对你讲严厉的话
，Sometimes God will speak stern word to you.
当上帝看你还有盼望改进的。
When God sees that you still hope to improve,
他赐下命令要你悔改。
He want to give a command for you to repent.
你应当为这些感谢上帝。
For all this, you must give thanks to God.
为你的教会的讲台还有人敢讲这辈子最恶的事情，你感谢上帝。
For the people of your church, the people dare to rebuke the people, then you must give thanks to God.
为这一生，你还有机会听到上帝严厉的命令的道。
So for your life, you can still listen to this stern word of God and can repent. You must give thanks to God.
当然，应当有正确的、 谦卑的态度来回应这些的话。
And also you must have a right attitude and humble attitude to respond to the word of God.
医生对你说不可以太多吃脂肪。
If the doctor says that don't take too much fat.
因为你的 cholesterol 已经386。
Because your cholesterol is 386.
你不可以太多吃糖。
You cannot eat too much sugar.
因为你的糖分太多了。
Because your sugar level is too high.
你不可以太多吃盐。
You cannot eat too much salt.
因为你的血压很高。
Because your pressure is high.
当他给你说这个不可以，那个不可以，这个不可以，那个不可以的，你不要以为他是讨厌你。
When a doctor says you cannot eat this or eat that, do not think that the doctor dislike you.
如果有一天
one day,
医生看你查的血
the doctor see your blood test.
他就说你什么都可以吃
He said you can eat anything you want.
虽然你的 cholesterol 已经865
Even your cholesterol is N65
你可以吃
You can eat.
你要吃糖尽量吃
You want to eat sugar, take it.
吃油尽量吃
You want to take oil, take it.
你要吃盐2公斤尽量吃
And 2 kilograms of this salt also come from mine. Why?
无论吃不吃明天就死了嘛
Whether you eat or not, tomorrow you're going to die.
尽量自由吧
Take it, eat.
那才是可怕的事
That is terrifying.
所以当神继续对我们讲话
When God continues to speak to us,
我们应当以敬畏的心谦卑顺服
It is very hard to fear God that you want to obey Him.
对圣经说什么呢
The Bible says,
要用温柔的心领受所栽种的道
With a gentle heart, you want to receive and implant the word.
温柔的心
And a gentle heart.
什么意思呢
What do you mean by that?
肯顺服
You are willing to obey.
肯接纳
Willing to accept it.
如同已经开垦的地等候种子撒在其中。
Like a soil when it plowed and also waiting for the seed to be implanted.
当这个地已经松了以后
When this land has been plowed.
容易接纳损好的种子
It's easy also to accept good seed.
照样当你的心已经柔软以后
So at the same time when your heart is now softened.
接受上帝给你的种子
You can then receive also the seed coming from God.
大概40多年以前
About 40 years plus.
我还在神学院读书的时候
I was still studying in seminary.
有一次呢我们厨房外面那一片地就刚用水泥重新铺过一次。
There was one that the land was outside our kitchen is being put a cement.
我们钱不够，不用砖，我们就用水泥铺平。
We do not have enough money, we cannot use a brick, we use a cement.
那铺平了以后呢
？So after we level it,
这水泥还没有干。
And before it hardened,
所以就用木头把它圈一个，这一带不可以走，大家请绕道走。
So they want to fence it up so that people will not step on it.
所以每个人就从旁边走，因为知道那个还没有干嘛。
So everybody succumbs it and then pass through.
所以那一个板所写的字大家都看得懂。
And that wooden plate that wrote the word everybody read.
但是我们神学院里面有一个看不懂的。
But in the seminary there's one who don't understand.
是一只鸡。
A chicken.
你写英文他也不懂。
You write English, it doesn't understand.
你写中文他也不懂。
Whether China, it doesn't understand.
你写印尼文他也不懂。
Indonesian, it doesn't understand.
啊，这只鸡的我的印象特别深。
And that chicken, I have a deep impression.
这只鸡是老母鸡。
And an old hen.
它的一只脚断了。
And with a broken leg.
竖进去了。
And broken leg.
所以它只能用一只脚撑住全身的重量。
Only with one leg, it can support its own weight.
所以这只脚就越来越粗壮了。
And becoming more strong, this.
它就是。就是这样子
It limp and jump
那么每一次他走的小鸡就跟他跑
Every time when limp and jump the chick will follow
那一天呢他就一跳就跳到这个水泥的上面
So on that day it jumped into that cement
一跳上去呢
And after jumping
那个很重的身体压到的脚印就印在下面
And the heavy imprint
哇 明明那边的有一个板子不要走绕过去他看不懂
And that is a word with a plate that don't go over it And then it goes
所以有个学生气那边嘿，就把它赶走了。
So a student got so angry and chased it away.
这个鸡呢，就啪啪啪啪就飞掉了。
And it flew away.
所以那个水泥上就一个印，就是鸡叫的。
And there's a print for the thumb.
很清楚的。
And very clear.
不但这个脸横的一条一条都印上。
Very clear print.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为还没有干。
Because it's not hardened yet.
后来呢，那个时候要把它再铺平，没有办法，因为工人回家去了。
And there's no way to put it level again.
所以大家看看有这个印，它做纪念，纪念说这个鸡曾经存在的。
So everybody, oh, just have a memory that this hand existed before.
第二天
，the next day.
干了以后呢
？After it hardened.
刷也刷不掉。
And could not erase it away.
洗也洗不掉。
And wash it away.
割也割不掉。
And cannot scrape it away.
所以你很坚定就在那里。
And a very hard cement.
这样一直保存了20年。
It can be kept there for 20 years.
直到有一天重新修建的时候才把它挖掉。
It was until one day we renovated and then took it away.
而20年以后呢
？After 20 years.
这只鸡早就死很久了。
The hen already died long ago.
它的印就留在那里。
But the print is there.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为它趁机会在还柔软的时候。 就印上。
Because it took the opportunity whereby the cement is not hardened yet, it printed.
今天上帝的道也是如此。
Today the same thing with the word of God.
当你的心用温柔领受的时候，就印上去。
When the heart is gentle and soft, it prints into it.
当你的心硬的时候，就印不上去。
When the heart is hardened, it cannot print anymore.
所以圣经说
，So the Bible says,
要有温柔的心领受上帝的道。
With a gentle heart, you want to receive the word of God.
好像柔软的水泥领受基的印。
Like this, a cement who have not softened and received a print.
你清楚了哈，所以柔软的心是很宝贵的。
So gentle heart is important.
主啊，我对你的心柔软。
Lord, to you my heart is soft.
我用柔软的心领受你话语的印记。
I have a soft and gentle heart to receive your word as a print.
我把你的话隐藏在我心。
I want to keep your word into my heart.
免得我得罪你。
Lest I go against you.
第二样
，the second，
你看了镜子不可忘。
After you look in the mirror, you will not forget.
我现在谈到看镜子的问题。
Now I want to talk about looking in the mirror.
我们每个人都爱看镜子。
Now we everyone like to look at the mirror.
因为所有的油画都没有镜子里面你更可爱。
Because all the oil painting will be not as beautiful as the mod.
Yourself,
your own self.
你看蒙娜丽莎有什么可爱？是她嘛
？You see the Mona Lisa, what's so lovable?
但是你看镜子的时候，不是我与你，我就是你，你就是我。
But when they look at the mirror is you.
所以我们每天看镜。
So every day we look at the mirror.
我们很喜欢看镜。
So we like to look at the mirror.
不喜欢看镜子的一定假冒伪善。
And those who don't like to look at the mirror, you must be hypocrite.
无论你长得不是太漂亮，你也是很喜欢看镜。
Even though you may not be too beautiful, you still like to look at the mirror.
我们无论我对自己有某一部分的满意。
You know, to ourselves we are quite satisfied.
从哪里证明呢？
Where to prove it?
当人家说你很丑的时候，你气死他了。
When people say you're ugly, you hate him.
表示你不同意你很丑，对不对
？Which means you don't agree that you're ugly.
所以至少你对自己有某些满意，对不对
？So at least you are happy with your own self.
那么你对自己满意还能改进吗
？So if you're happy with yourself, can you still improve?
还能改进
？Yes.
就当你镜子没看见你面上有两粒饭的时候
，So when you look at the mirror, see that the two pimples.
你会不会感谢主，好像珍珠一样
？And on to.Rise, you say that like a pose.
Just like two poses.
Two poses.
所以我要带到礼拜堂，表示我有珍珠脸。
So you say I want to bring the church to prove that I have a.
你不会
pose. No, you
won't. 把它弄掉了。
You take away the rice.
当有一些黑点的时候。
So when there's a black spot,
你快快把它洗掉了。
You try to wash it.
太油的时候。
And then too oily.
你快快洗干净，又擦一点粉。
You have to oil it, put some powder.
免得你到的地方都发亮了。
Lest the place you go will shine.
那么你照镜子的时候。
So when you look in the mirror.
请问你是不是真正在看镜子呢？
Are you truly looking at the mirror?
我告诉你，我们讲的话里面只有这一句，从来不诚实。
Only this statement is not true to us.
我要看镜子。
I don't look at the mirror.
你从来不看镜子。
You never look at the mirror.
如果你真的看镜子，是诚实要看镜子。请问镜子多脏，你知道吗
？Because if you truly want to look at mirror, I want to ask you how dirty your mirror is. Do you know?
你天天看那镜子，请问你的镜子多大，你知道吗
？Every day you look at the mirror, how big your mirror is, do you know?
你看镜子的目的就是不要看镜子。
The purpose when you look at the mirror is that you don't want to look at the mirror.
因为不是要看镜子，你的醉翁之意不在酒嘛。
Because you look at the mirror, it doesn't mean that you want to focus on the mirror.
你看镜子是要看自己，不是要看镜子。
But rather you want to look at yourself in the mirror.
所以镜子受我们冤枉太久了。
So the mirror has been wrong against by us.
我要看镜子。
And look at the mirror, you say.
镜子人会讲，我都不必多说。你不是看镜子，你是看你自己。
If the mirror can say, they say you don't say they won't look at me because you're looking yourself.
你看的镜子又怎么样
？So after you look at mirror, what happens?
自己有毛病了。
When there's something wrong with you,
你一定弄干净。
You want to put it clean.
我有一次呢讲到的时候，我不知道，因为我住的房间没有镜子。
There was one where I was going preaching. I did not know myself because there's no mirror in my room.
所以我打了领带就去讲道。
So 那天。I put on a tie and went to preach.
我发现他们都不注意听我讲道。
The day I find that they never pay attention to my preaching.
后来讲完了，一个玻璃上面看见我的领带是这样戴反，一半在外面。
Only after the preaching, I look at me, I look at such the way I put my tie.
可能他们想是不是新式的
？Maybe they, it's a new style, new fashion.
或者他们是今天神经发生问题
？Or maybe something wrong with head.
他们没有感到他们预备的房间没有镜子是对我不起。
They never realize that without preparing a mirror for me, there's something wrong against me now.
我也不知道我乱挂领带是对他不起。
And I didn't realize also that putting my tie in this manner is wrong against my congregation.
你不知道嘛
？Because you did not know.
看不见嘛
？You cannot see.
为什么看不见
？Why is that you cannot see?
因为没有镜子。
Because there's no mirror.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
上帝的道就像一片的镜子。
It's like a mirror.
做什么
？For what?
要给你看出。 你不对的相貌。
So that it can see your wrong image.
看出你自己错误的形象。
Can see your wrong distorted image.
看出你不洁净的面貌。
Your unclean face.
所以你看完了以后什么呢？
So after you look at it,
看了就忘记了吗？
You forget it.
看到自己的形象不对就忘记了吗？
After you look at the mirror, your distorted figure, and then you forget it.
不是的。
No.
你马上要纠正它。
You want to correct it.
你马上要洁净它。
You want to cleanse it.
你马上使它整齐起来。
You want to put it tidy.
那你才满意。
Then only you are satisfied.
这是镜子的功用。
That's a function of the mirror.
这是你看镜子的目的。
That's a purpose for you to look at the mirror.
明白自己错误去修改是你的责任。
Understand that you are incorrect. You want to correct it. That's your responsibility.
听上帝的道也是如此。
So listen to the word of God.
我听见上帝的话责备我们的时候。
When the word of God rebuke us.
你不是生气那讲道的。
It's not you hate and dislike the one who speak.
感谢主把我的本相照出来。
You want to thank God because God show yourself your true image.
但是你呢常常忘记了。
But many times you forget.
你会不会呢有一天出门的时候。
Would you one day when you want to go out?
你一半的胡须剃了，另外一半不剃的。
You shave half of your beard, the other one not.
可能的。
It's possible.
当我挂到一半的时候，电话来了。
Because when halfway you shave it,
你听听听听。后来讲完了以后
，after that
你就出门忘记，还有一边还没有剃呀。
You went out, you forget the other half has not been shaved yet.
哇，有很多人以为这个大概是新式的潮流。
What about this fashion now?
哇，这么也不错的哦。
Not too bad.
就是黑白分明嘛。
Black and white is so clear.
你不会这么做的。
为什么 ？That why?
看完了以后
，because after looking at it,
要改正。
You want to correct it.
我现在问你
，and ask you now.
你听到这么久
，you have heard the word for such a long time.
你改正过什么
？How much have you corrected?
你听到这么久
，you have heard the word for such a long time.
你改变过什么
？How what have you changed?
所以第二样。
So the second,
不但是用温柔的心领受所在主。
Not only will gentle heart want to receive the implanted seed,
不可忘记上帝的话，把你的本相照出来以后，你当做什么
？You will not forget what should you do after you have been shown in the mirror your image.
很多人对上帝的道听了忘，听了忘，听了忘。
A lot of people to the word of God after listening they forget.
香港一个老牧师已经离开世界，叫做桑安柱博士。
In Hong Kong, there is an old pastor who has passed away, Sang An Zhu.
他说我们传道人不是没有读书。
He said, we as a preacher, we study.
我们读了好多。
We study a lot.
背了好多。
And we memorize a lot.
后来忘了好多。
But we forget a lot.
所以剩下一点点。
And now leave a little bit.
读了好多。
You read a lot.
背了好多。
Memorize a lot.
忘了好多。
You forget a lot.
剩下一点点。
And you leave behind a little bit.
现在很多人听到也是如此。
Such also the many people listen.
听了好多。
You have listened a lot.
背了好多。
You memorize a lot.
后来忘了好多。
And you forget a lot.
剩下一点点。
And leave a little bit.
我们在神学院念书的时候
，In a seminary when we study，
季志文牧师下一个命令。
Reverend Andrew Chi give
下一个命令
instruction，
yeah， commandment。
你们
早上吃饭的时候
，In the morning when you eat，
在一个桌子上十个同学
，Upon a table you have 10 students，
每个人先背一节圣经才可以吃饭。
Everyone would have to memorize one verse before you can eat。
所以每次到早餐桌以前
，So every time when you come before the breakfast，
乖乖找一些圣经背几章几节，什么东西什么东西，几章几节什么东西，哪一本书几章几节。
You find a verse and try to memorize，
然后去吃饭
，and then go and eat。
所以我们每天早上
，So every morning，
背一节就听人家背九节
，and then we memorize one but we listen people reciting nine。
明天再背一节，再听人家背九节
，and tomorrow also we recite one people recite nine。
这样。四年的成绩不错的
well, quite good result.
很多上帝的话都记在脑子
Many of God's words now memorized in your mind. One day
季牧师问你问题
Reverend Andrew G.
某某人
So and so
今天早上背什么圣经
What they remember this morning
他就开始背了今天早上背哥林多前书十五章五十八节
And 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58
好念出来
And recite
他就念出来
And recite it
他再问
And you ask again
昨天呢
Yesterday
糟糕了昨天
Yesterday
不大记得了。
I can't remember.
前天呢
？Day before yesterday.
更不大记得了。
All the more you can remember.
在前天呢
？Day before great, yesterday.
更不大记得了。
And you can't even cannot remember.
后来他就讲个比喻了。
And then he said illustration.
他的猴子爬树。
He said a monkey climbing the tree.
去采果子。
And try to pluck
the fruit. 哇，他看到眼目昏花。
He was so confused.
果子这么多。
So many fruit.
这么漂亮。
Beautiful.
所以他就拿了一粒。
So he plucked one.
这个猴子拿了一粒以后呢
？So when this monkey plucked one,
就再要拿第二粒。
Want to pluck a second one?
他不知道要 拿的放在哪里
？Don't know where after they pluck, where to put it?
因为猴子没有袋子，对不对
？Because the monkey don't have pocket.
所以他想来想去。
So it think again and again.
就用没有进化论的思想。
And without the evolution mind,
就很本能的把它放在这里。
And put it under the armpit.
所以他把第一粒的果子放在这里。
Put it under the armpit.
就第二粒。
And plug the second one.
拿第二粒的时候呢
？And plug the second one.
又不知道要放在哪里。
Don't know where to put.
所以他想来想去，再放在这里。
And put it again.
所以第二粒进来的时候。
So when the second one comes,
他在哪？三粒。
Plug another one.
第三粒拿的时候。
When you put the third one,
又不知道放在哪里。
Don't know where to put.
他再放在这里。
Put it armpit again.
因为没有进化论嘛。
There's no evolution.
把第四粒的时候。
The fourth one.
想来想去没有袋子嘛。
No pocket.
他会不会因为这样对他的孩子说？你的妈妈很吃亏，从此又要装袋子。
Would it because of that kids the children's pocket?
再放在这里。
And put it up again.
结果踩了大半天牛。
So after pocketing for half a day.
一共几粒
？How many did he have?
几粒
？How many did he have?
一粒。
Only one.
所以记志文牧师说，你们背圣经到最后只记得刚才早上那一节。
So there are any three that you memorize so many verses, you only memorize the one you memorize this morning.
昨天背的全部忘记了。
What you memorize is the past all forget.
圣经说什么
？The Bible says.
用温柔的心栽种。
With a gentle heart you want to be implanted.
温柔的心领受。
And gentle heart to receive.
够不够
？Is it enough?
第二
，The second.
不要忘记上帝。
Do not forget the word of God.
Amen. 不要忘记上帝。
Do not forget the word of God.
这是第二样。
That's second.
第三样是什么
？And the third.
你要详细查看。
You must also check it intently.
详细查看那全备的律法。
And so you want to look at the commandment of God very carefully.
不但不要忘记。
Not only that you don't forget.
详细的查看。
That you want to be intent, you want to examine.
对道的第三个反应。
That is the third response to the word of God.
原来上帝的话好像简单。
Because the word of God looks simple.
当你深入思想，就发现。不是简单。
But when you think it deeply, you know that it's so simple.
当你看上帝的话很平常的时候
，When you see that God's word is so ordinary,
继续详细查看，你发现非常不寻常。
But continue with intention that you examine, you say it's not simple.
印度曾经有个哲学家
，India there was a philosopher.
他也曾经做过总统
，He also was the president.
这是历史上很少有的事情。
And that is seldom you have such a person.
孔子是哲学家，没有机会做王。
Confucius is a philosopher, but he couldn't be a king.
秦始皇是王，没有机会做哲学家。
Emperor Qin is an emperor, but he was not a philosopher.
柏拉图说，最理想的政治领袖是哲学家做王。
And Plato said the ideal political leader is a philosopher king.
这样是把智慧跟权谋合在一起。
Then the wisdom and power is not being integrated together.
有智无用不能成事。
You have the wisdom without the courage, then you cannot establish anything.
有勇无智只能败事。
But with the bravery without the wisdom, also you fail anything.
当智慧与权柄没有联合的时候，一定产生混乱。
When the power and wisdom do not come together, it causes confusion.
就是柏拉图很著名的话。
That is a famous statement of Plato.
那印度就曾经出过一个哲学家，又做皇帝。And, 又做总统。
And so India has a president who was a philosopher yet become a president.
他自己写了两本哲学历史书，很厚的。
He has written two history of philosophy.
我自己就有他的书。
And I have spoke.
这个人叫做 Ramakrishnan.
Ramakrishnan.
他讲一句话。
He said.
他的基督徒是谁呢
？And what is a Christian?
就是那些很平凡的人，又以为自己有很不平凡的信息传给世界的。就是那些人叫做基督徒。
And those are the ordinary people, and yet thought that they have the unordinary word and want to preach to others.
他是用这样的话来讽刺基督教。
With this type of word, he tried to be sarcastic to Christians.
但是我一听了，我就非常赞同。
But I agree.
因为我们本来是很平凡的。
Because actually we are very ordinary.
但我们不是以为我们是真正有不平凡的信息传给世界。
It's not that we thought that we are ordinary. Actually, we are, and we are.
为什么？因为上帝的道就是如此。
Because that's the word of God.
上帝的话很简单。
And God's word is simple.
连这些普通的农夫都可以看得懂。
Even ordinary peasant can understand.
但上帝的话不简单。
But God's word is not simple.
上帝的话是很多那些不信的哲学家看不懂。
Even are those the non-belief philosopher cannot understand his word.
我们下个拜一有一个很大的音乐会。
Next Monday we also have a big music concert.
在 Jakarta.
In Jakarta.
那我们前天我就去指挥这个交响乐队。
And day before yesterday, I conducted the symphony.
昨天我就给诗班交响乐总练习。
And also, yesterday I have a rehearsal for the choir and also with the orchestra.
练完的时候，团长对我讲一句话。
And after that, the leader told me in the group leader.
他们，你知道某某某某某神学博士吗
？Do you know such a such a the PhD in theology?
我说我知道。
I said I know him.
他的哥哥是我的学生。
Because he's our elder brother is my student.
自己从十六岁就听我讲的。
Since 16, he listened to my words.
我说什么事啊？
I said, what happened?
现在他被教会开除了。
Now the church sacked him.
因为他不信同真理，生耶稣。
Because he doesn't believe that this Christ was born by the Virgin.
不信基督复活。
He doesn't believe that Christ resurrected.
我说他从前很好啊。
I said, in the past he was good.
为什么变成这样呢？
Why?
因为他地步神学读了要高高高到最后信的变成不信。
So he said that he went to the theological seminary and he studied and now he's kind of non-believer.
他进错神学院。
So he has gone into the wrong seminary.
拜错他的师尊。
And also had to honor a wrong master.
领受错误的教育。
And receive a wrong teaching.
你看可怕不可怕？
So horrifying.
为什么这本圣经？
Why is that this book?
普通人看得懂。
The ordinary people can read and understand.
进入纯正的信仰。
It comes to pure truth now.
领受无限的恩典。
And to receive abundant grace.
为什么一些大有学问的人？
Why those are so learned?
越看不懂。
They read can understand.
因为这一本圣经里面的奥秘。
Because the mystery of this Bible.
是用圣灵所赐的智慧。才去找出来。
It is only with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit that you can discover it.
不是用堕落的理性所能明白。
It's done with a fallen mind that you can understand.
所以我们对上帝的道的回应是什么
？So what is our response to the word of God?
你要坚信。
You must believe firmly.
你要细查。
You must also examine it.
细查上帝。
Examine intently.
你们这六年参加我的查经。
For this 6 years, you come to this meeting.
你知道我们不是随便带过去。
You know, we don't simply preach anything.
我们不是走马看花。
We do not look at the casual.
我把里面的种叶子挖出来。
But the principle we try to discover.
把这段圣经跟全本圣经的总关系结合起来。
And also this verse together with our whole Bible, what's the relationship we understand?
我们就看出了里面的有机关联。
Then we see the organic relationship.
看出了里面的生命营养素。
And also see the nourishment in life.
看出了里面以全本圣经所有有关的范围的这个界限
and also see the connection of this verse and all other verses of the Bible.
为什么呢
？Why？
我们要细查
，because we want to examine.
我们要好好思想
，we want to think about carefully.
对上帝的道的第三个反应
，and that's the third response to the word of God.
第四个反应是什么
？And the fourth，
你要实实在在。行出来
，truly you must do of the word of God，
诚诚实实把它兑现出来。
Very honestly, you want to be a doer。
有的人说呢，有一些上帝的道根本不实际的，我们怎么行出来
？Some will say that some of the word of God are not impractical. How can we do it？
有很多人只要为实际来寻找上帝。
Some want it because of practicality, want to seek after God。
他们只为实用性来查考圣经。
For the pragmatic purpose, they want to seek after the word of God。
所以为了这些人的需要。
And for these people's need，
就产生了一些实用的讲道家。
He produces some of these preachers who talk about pragmatic things。
他们只找那些对生活有实用价值的经文才来讲道。
They only try to find verses that have value in the pragmatism。
怪不得教会做礼拜几十年。
And that's why the church come to meeting for tens of years。
你对三位一体从来不懂。
To Trinity you don't understand。
你对神人二性从来不问。
To the dual nature of Christ you don't know。
你对创世以前的预定从来不感到需要。
And the predestination that you do not feel that you need it。
上帝的拣选感到不能明白。
And the election of God you can understand。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这些都是不适用的。
Because all these are impractical。
这些都是不实际的。
It's not pragmatic。
所以我告诉你。
So I tell you。
我们归正神学怎么看实际？
How do we reform theory look at practical?
实际不是降低圣经的标准来符合我天天的简单的生活。
Practicality doesn't mean they want to lower the standard of God so they suit our daily needs.
实际是神的道，神的应许一定要成功。
Practicality means that the word of God, the plan of God must be realized.
这样没有一个道是不实际的。
So then there's no such word of God whereby it's not practical.
连三位一体都有很大的实际效用。
Even the doctrine of Trinity has a practical value.
你说三位一体有什么效用？
You say what's the value now?
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣子，圣子爱圣父，圣父爱圣灵，圣灵又爱圣父。
Even the triune God, the Father love the Son, the Son love the Spirit, the Spirit love the Son, as well love God in this manner.
所以这个爱在三位体中间的这个作用，成为我们人与人之间彼此尊重的榜样。
So then this love between the tri-personal of God that become an example for us to love others.
只有因为三位一体的上帝会产生人间的和谐跟相爱。
Only with the triune God that can produce harmony and love among us mankind.
这在圣徒中间。
And that among the saints
是实实在在。
Is true.
你看见有基督徒的地方，有一些很好的基督，相爱的程度是别的宗教不能看见。
Because wherever you see true Christians, the way they love other religions, that cannot be compared to them.
基督的复活跟我们实际的效用有什么关系
？And the resurrection of Christ Jesus, what the result that had upon us?
基督的复活使我们看见没有一个邪恶的势力最后可以得逞。
We see that in Christ's resurrection, we see that there's no single evil power that will prevail.
因为这些法律的、政治的、经济的、军事的所有的措施。
Because all this wrong politically, economically, and in other realm,
他试试看用不公义的原理来压制真理。
They try to use an unjust principle to want to suppress our truth.
所以耶稣基督被杀了。
And that's why Jesus was killed.
可是当基督复活的时候，
But when Christ resurrected,
就表示政治的错误。 法律的错误、钱财的错误、宗教的错误，都逃不了有一天的受上帝的审判。
It only but to show that on day all these wrong principles will be judged by God.
这样呢，这是实际。
So that is practical.
什么叫做实际呢？
What is practical?
神讲的话，神的应许绝对不落空。这就是。
The word, the promise of God will not come in vain.
我们要把行出来。
We must be doing.
多深的道理。
No matter how profound it is,
都有行出来的责任,
you have a responsibility to
都有实践的可能,
and there's a possibility of practice,
都有适用的价值,
and also there's a pragmatic value of it.
我们用这四个态度来回应上帝。
With this four attitude, when respond to the word of God,
主啊，你对我讲的话,
Lord, what has spoken to me?
我一定有温柔的心把它载住,
with a gentle heart on the planet.
主啊，你对我讲的话,
God, what has spoken to me?
我一定当作是照着镜子观看自己的行为，那我又改变。
It will be look as if I'm looking in the mirror and want to change myself.
主啊，你对我讲的话，
God, what has spoken to me?
我绝对藏在心中， 我不忘记。
I want to hide it in my heart, will not forget it.
主啊，你对我讲的话，
God, what has spoken to me?
我一定很详细查看， 我一定尽心思考。
It is we intend and examine and ponder carefully.
主啊，你对我讲的话，
God, the word has spoken to me.
我一定很实际的把它在效用中间。
In a very practical way, I am the doer of the word.
这样,
then,
你们就在所行的事上必然得福。
Then you will be blessed in what that you do.
感谢上,
praise God.
在这一段的圣经里面,
in this passage,
给我看见这些伟大的人,
I see this great principle.
求主帮助我们,
God help us.
给我们做一个有智慧、有正确、有谦卑的心。 来回应上帝,
so that we are one who is wise and also responds to the word of God correctly.
我们站起来,
let's rise.